Great. Okay, I'm going to ask Erica to come up and just talk a little bit more in detail about what she's working on. Thank you. Clicker has disappeared, so the morning might be ruined. No, it's all right. Should I just do? So, many of you will have seen this image before, and I apologise for all my colleagues from Newcastle and Gateshead who may have seen everything that is in this presentation, but I was very conscious that I was asked to try and give a little bit of context for those of you who've travelled to be with us at a different point. And what I'm going to try and do is give a little overview of how this place has changed so radically and courageously over the last 10, 20 years, perhaps particularly in culture, but it's had effects much wider than that. And then tell you a bit about a specific collaboration between 10 of the principal cultural buildings, the biggest cultural buildings, which is very challenging, but again, I think quite a courageous collaboration, to overuse that word. And I'll just say a few things towards the end about how we've specifically looked at green issues and sustainability and how that might be a model for things that we can do in the future. I think we feel we're very much at the beginning of that journey. I'll just establish which button I should press. Straight up. There. Marvellous. That's what I'm going to talk about. So 20 years ago, these are rather blunt statements, but some of you, I'm sure, will recognise that these were some of the issues facing Newcastle and Gateshead. I mentioned the riverside particularly because of the enormous changes that have happened there, but also arts attendance, which is a figure that's slowly but surely creeping up in this region, and that I'm certain is a result of the amazing investment and commitment to culture here, which perhaps one wouldn't have imagined this region doing 20 or 30 years ago. I should declare a little interest. So I've been here 6.5 years, and I came definitely because of what was happening here, because of the extraordinary energy and culture in this place. And forgive me, these rather tough statistics, theatre director, honestly. But hotel rooms, how marvellous. It does mean that we've changed the game in some sense. An enormous amount of cash was spent on our cultural infrastructure, but it also is genuinely state-of-the-art, and that's having a benefit, albeit slowly, on all sorts of cultural activity, and it's not the only story, but it has changed. And I was thinking about what the relationship is between some of those big architectural and capital projects that were the story about Newcastle and Gateshead for so long, and the topic of these couple of days, and it struck me that this building is rather a good example of reuse. I'm sure you all know that Baltic is a converted flour mill, so it's a kind of massive, marvellous, iconic example of recycling. And Northern Stage, just to briefly blow our trumpet, is it's got a lot of lights on in that picture, I apologise about that, anyway. terribly energy efficient lights, but Northern Stage is intriguing. It's not the only one of the buildings in the region that have been properly redesigned. We could have knocked it down. That was certainly a serious proposition as one of the cheaper options to create a theatre for the 21st century. We absolutely didn't. We built around the original shell and preserved as much of it as we could. But what I thought might be interesting to talk about is once you've made this investment and you've spent a lot of money on buildings and you've created quite a lot of costs, ongoing costs, and you've also created buildings that to greater or lesser degrees require more energy, then what do you do in every sense? So these are the 10 buildings about which I'm speaking, two of them in Gateshead, the rest, and actually that's not quite true, of course, because Tyne and Wear Archives Museums, and we're in one of their buildings, and several buildings on the other side of the river as well. So it's a cross-river partnership, and I want to absolutely stress, this is not me saying that these 10 buildings are somehow the exemplar of collaboration. There are many more fantastic collaborations here and, of course, further afield. But I think it's unusual because these are all organisations that could have a tendency to just kind of sit and do their own thing and not talk to one another and not think that there are great gains in working together. I'm sure you can work out what all the buildings are, but there's some nice pictures of them coming up. So we made a decision about 3 years ago that we would formally work together as an alliance. That comes, and I think this is important to note, that comes from at least 10 years of working very closely as people in charge of those buildings, and as programmers within those buildings. There is a culture here, I'm sure you know that, some of you've maybe only been here a day or two, of talking to one another, a kind of communitarian, and collegiate feeling about this place. But this was a decision to kind of formalise that, and to see if we can do more together. And right at the heart of that, and it was about 3 years ago, so it was before the worst of the economic crisis and before the worst of what was about to happen to cultural funding had hit us, we nonetheless thought that there were some serious sustainability reasons for trying to work together, as well as feeling that we could show some leadership if we came together in an interesting way. I don't think any of us predicted quite how enormous the partnership collaboration would become. It sort of started as 10 chief executives regularly having dinner together and trying to tell each other the truth about what the challenges were that we faced. And it's grown into something that at the moment involves, I think, nearly 400 staff across the 10 buildings who are all engaged in groups that sometimes the whole 10, sometimes just 5 or 6, working together in projects. So that's what I've said already. I shall whiz through. We are now, and that is perhaps worth noting, really looking at what major partnership might look like in the next 10 years and how brave we could be. And that's not an easy conversation to have and can feel a bit driven by efficiency. But we are trying to own that conversation and say, how could we be creative together and perhaps take an even bigger leap of faith? Some other pictures of Newcastle and Gateshead using lots of energy to make beautiful cultural events. This is Fiora del Baus on the quayside. So I just wanted to put this, forgive me, lots of statistics, but just to put that out there, because collaboration, we talk a lot about it, and I think sometimes we mean something very soft, and I value that hugely, the sense of people come together, and I'm sure I'll say a little bit more about that. But there are some huge gains in being able to say we are bigger and stronger together. Not least, if we're thinking about behavioural change, which I know that Ben is going to talk about, the number of people we come into contact with is not insubstantial. So that is just those 10 buildings. And if you think about the ways in which we come into contact with them as audiences and as participants, that seems to me quite striking. A little bit more of your love, that's beautifully neat. This, I thought I would just share with you, that after quite a lot of debate and discussion have emerged as the ways in which we feel we want to collaborate, and where we think if we don't do this, actually it starts to fall apart. And there's something about being honest, but about being particularly honest about whether the effort is resulting in value for us. Forgive me for going quite quickly through this. See a pattern in these images I'm sharing with you. But I included this one, so the bamboo bridge that was built across the Tarn, because this whole story, in a way, is in part about the two places, Newcastle and Gateshead, working together, in spite of a quite long history of not always managing to do that. And there's been something joyful and, I think, incredibly resourceful about the way that we have and are now doing that. So again, just talking a little bit about the importance of trust, because it seems to me if we're going to talk about sustainability, we've got to find a way that we look each other in the eye and we take responsibility and we understand that it's going to involve work, and it's going to involve work that goes beyond our singular remit, whether that's about our organisation or us as individual practitioners. So you might remember, some of you, that there was amazing, and in fact some of you are probably in this picture, I do apologise, the amazing event that Spencer Tunick curated in Newcastle and Gateshead, which resulted in some remarkable, very beautiful pictures, and this is it happening. I include this only because I think that collaboration is always sort of only about people. So buildings have come together in order that people can come together. And the people have done this. So we again, to be just very brief about the way we've looked at addressing environmental and sustainability issues. We have all signed up to this measure, which is seems like a very small thing to do, but I wanted to just put in this room that it's an incredibly difficult thing to do. And I don't know how much, I couldn't be here today, I don't know how much you've talked about the sort of nuts and bolts practicalities of trying to save energy. But SMEASURE has taught us that it's a slow and painful process to share data with one another, but that it's hugely valuable. So it's taken us 2 years to have statistics that really are meaningful and show us what all the buildings are doing. However, en route, the things that are slightly harder to capture is the moments when we've gone, how on earth is Baltic saving that much on gas? And could the rest of us do a bit of that? Could we learn from it? Northern Stage has a relationship with lighting you'll enjoy this evening if you manage to get through any of the doors alive, because all of our rooms, the lights go out if there's nobody in them. And it took us a little while to get used to it. It has saved us an enormous amount in terms of our energy use. And it's done that year on year. Now, for those venues that I have mentioned, all being rated A or B, that's not nothing. For those of you who don't spend lots of time studying energy statistics, what that means is the next statistic, really, that we're using about half as much energy as is typical for buildings of our size, and in a number, using a lot less than that. At least two or three are using less than 30% of the energy of buildings, public buildings of our size. So that's quite a statistic in pretty short time. I mean, that is over perhaps 6 or 7 years of endeavouring individually, and now we're working together. This, I'm sorry for the quality of this picture, but I just wanted to share with you that this has happened because all of the facilities managers and operational managers across the 10 buildings have worked together. They are completely passionate about changing the way we do things. And this is them on the stage of the Theatre Royal. The amount of glass that is used by those 10 buildings and how it's a shocking figure and that we need to do something about it. And they brought a lot of balloons for us. But they are a passionate gang of campaigners, and it's them working really closely together and putting time in that's changing the way that we work. We now have quite an extensive green campaign. We are having lift-free days, which we share across the whole of Newcastle and Gateshead. We've done all sorts of rather dull but rather impactful things about waste management, which is to work with preferred suppliers and see if they can do us better and better deals to allow us to recycle more affordably. And we are 100% behind wanting to be European Green Capital in 2014, if that's possible. And just a little example of that is I just wanted you to see some of these buildings. So this is probably a tiny bit difficult to read, but I wanted you to see that in the end, it absolutely comes down to putting posters up and turning lights off. So this campaign that's taken about a year and a half to get going has resulted in some very fine posters, and this is Live Theatre's poster, very specifically outside this room, saying, please do these things, and please tell us if you think we can do something else. So there are some huge challenges on the horizon strategically, I think, for buildings of our size, and that's true everywhere, of course, not just here. And perhaps the biggest one is at the end, and I just might focus on that, that all of us have looked at what our carbon footprint is, and the very, very largest chunk of it is audience travel. And I don't think that there is a good example yet in the UK of really tackling that. And that's partly because we can't do it on our own. No matter how many cultural buildings work together, we're going to need other assistance. We're going to need to find alternative means of travel. I mean, thinking really seriously about park and ride and what that would mean, or about car sharing and what that would mean, what the legal implications are, what the cost implications are, is going to take a very wide partnership well beyond the cultural sector. But I think it might be high time that we did it. And a region like this, a relatively small city, but a lot of people travelling in from outside of the city, might be a very good place to try it. I'll leave you with that thought. That's Newcastle Gateshead. Thank you very much.